Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Between COVID, cutbacks, and just overall BS, you know, buyers have gone through a lot. Many are in lockdown mode just to get through the day. And that mindset shows up during sales conversations and while digesting our content. As they say in Star Trek, shields are up. Any idea that looks like forward movement is perceived as a big risk that must be shot down. So, how do we help people act through these tough times without triggering their fear-based defenses? Alas, a lot of our responses, with the best intentions, of course, bring out the worst in fearful buyers. Let's take a short trip to the dark side by highlighting two things scared buyers don't want to hear. First up, an unsolicited pep talk. When buyers are staring down cutbacks and budget freezes, the last thing they want to hear is, "Well, it's all for the best." Now is not a good time for those motivational platitudes. Instead, let's commiserate. Acknowledge what's going on out there and be willing to listen. My personal favorite, hang in there. You're not alone. Everyone is experiencing this. Letting folks rant makes them feel better and more receptive to what we say next. Second, buyers don't want to be judged. They don't want to hear what a big mistake they are making if they don't buy our help now because their budget is frozen. They don't want us to downplay what's real to them. Sure, we may see their inaction as an excuse. Let's not write a 1,000-word article telling them that. Instead, let's be generous in our interactions with specifics. If the buyer is open to brainstorming, trade some ideas during the sales conversation. Let them know it's daunting out there, but not impossible. Too many of us try to spin our way out of troubled times. To fearful buyers, this looks self-serving and untrustworthy. Let's stop and read the room, and then respond with compassion and some handy help. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.